Hello, my name is Juliet, and I'm going to talk to you about state schools and independent or private schools in Britain. I actually went to both types, even though it was over 30 years ago. I went to a private school up until the age of 15. It was a small, independent girls' school, which a lady had created because she was annoyed that her daughter didn't get into the private school in Cardiff. So she created her own at her house. So we were very lucky to have a nice big house with classrooms and a lovely garden and a lawn that we were allowed on in the summer when it hadn't been raining. It was quite a strict school, very small classes. We had two complete uniforms, one summer one and one winter one, complete with hats, which had the school emblem on them. The uniforms were royal blue. And attractive colour, but not always very flattering for teenage girls. We had a summer uniform, which was quite a nice dress, and a straw boater hat, which we used as a frisbee whenever we could. We weren't allowed to wear jewellery or makeup. We had to have our hair tied back at all times. And we had very few subjects. It was a very small school, and in fact our laboratory was in the old garage, which was always quite good fun. I was made head girl of the school when I was 15, because it was the last class. You had to move on to another school to do your A-levels. So I went to a big comprehensive school, which was very, very different. I discovered that students were allowed to think for themselves and were not afraid to speak their mind. It was a much more interesting environment. They'd also done an awful lot more extracurricular activities, been involved in things like the Duke of Edinburgh award schemes, a lot more sporting activities between schools and at county and regional levels, which I think I would have liked to have done. I think we were only really educated to make good marriages and not necessarily to have a career in the private school. But I had very good language teachers, so I don't regret it. And I did have the experience in the comprehensive school afterwards.